Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor James Stefanik. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate, and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, got into the boat again, and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand? O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Adam and Eve were given all good things. There was work to do in the paradise of Eden, but no toilsome labor. The work was blessed by God with abundant fruit. Then the fall into sin changed everything. The ground now brings forth thorns and thistles. It is cursed because of the sin of man. In pain, by the sweat of man's brow, does he eat bread. Then man returns to the dust from which he was taken. You know this well. You know the leaven of sin and death. You know sweat and toil. You know hardship and heartache in this fallen world. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Into such a world as this comes Jesus. Jesus breaks into the chaos of this world and does so with compassion. He sees the crowds. He sees you. He knows your wretched state. He comes to restore creation. He comes to right what is wrong. He comes that all things might again be very good. The 4,000 had been with Jesus for 3 days. The crowd was weak and weary, and apart from the Lord's compassion, on the sure and certain road to death. It's the 3rd day. And on this day, creation is restored. Jesus took the 7 loaves, broke them, and gave them to the people. Jesus works. The crowd receives. And in abundance. Compassion upon compassion. Jesus works. You receive. Your toil and labor, your heartache and hardship, your sorrows and sins are all taken by Jesus. He toils. Sweat and blood pour from this thorn-pierced brow. He dies in your place. Then on the 3rd day, creation is restored. Paradise is open. 7 loaves was enough to satisfy 4,000. The bread of life, the bread that comes down from heaven, satisfies all who hunger and thirst for his righteousness. The wilderness of this world is threatening, but where Jesus is, there is a mini Eden, a taste of a day to come when the faithful are gathered before the throne of God and are sheltered by his presence, a day when you shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, a day in which neither the sun nor scorching heat will strike you. For now, there are times of hunger and suffering. There is a wandering through the wilderness of this sin-plagued world. You may go with Jesus on a 3-day journey without food or through something far worse. But he does go with you. He goes as your compassionate Lord. He feeds you the words of eternal life and the assurance of his promises. Already in Christ Jesus, the Lord gives you all good things. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, bread of life, in your great compassion you fed the multitudes with a few loaves and a few fish. Feed us the holy food of your word broken open, that hearts may burn, and your very body and blood, that eyes may be opened to see you as the very bread of heaven. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.